Namaste, and welcome to part four, Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, otherwise known as alternate nostril breathing. This segment is broken up into two parts. In part one, I will discuss more in depth what Nadi Shodhana, alternate nostril breathing, is, how we practice it, and the many benefits that come as a result. And in part two, I will guide you through a 5-minute Nadi Shodhana Pranayama practice. Initially, for this part one segment, again, please make yourself comfortable. Feel free. Again, you may want to move around a little bit, a little gentle movement to release any physical tension in the body. And I will begin to explain to you more in depth what alternate nostril breathing, Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, is. To begin with, Nadi in Sanskrit translates as energetic pathway. And in the yoga system, there are said to be tens of thousands, if not more, energetic pathways where the subtle energy of prana is said to flow. And we're specifically with Nadi Shodhana Pranayama focusing on the left nostril, which is known as the Ida Nadi or the lunar channel, and the right nostril, known as the Pingala Nadi or the solar channel. And Shodhana translates as cleansing or clearing. And so we're attempting to clear and cleanse the left nostril and the right nostril. And in the yoga system, the left side of ourselves, including the left nostril, is linked with the divine feminine energy, the yin energy, connected with the lunar cycle, with the more hidden, more internal, more intuitive aspect of ourselves. Whereas the right side, including the right nostril, is linked with the more masculine, the divine masculine energy, the more yang energy linked with the solar cycle, linked with our energy that moves upward and outward and engages with other people, different types of situations. And so when we practice Nadi Shodhana Pranayama, we're attempting to balance these otherwise opposing energies in an effort to bring us to a middle or centered state, a more balanced or harmonious state, often described as the sattvic state in the yoga system. And sattva is that middle path. It's one where it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's not too dark, it's not too light. It's balanced in all energies, and it encompasses all energies. And Nadi Shodhana Pranayama is one practice that can help to balance those energies. When we breathe primarily through our left nostril, we stimulate the oxygen, the physical flow of oxygen, and the subtle flow of prana more into the right hemispheres of our brain. And that sends a direct link of communication to our central nervous system that then responds and triggers more of that parasympathetic response, more of that relaxed state, where we can settle in, where we can maybe breathe a little deeper, where the mind is maybe a little calmer, where we can actually process and assimilate the happenings of our life's events in a way that allows for maximum levels of absorption. Whereas when we breathe mostly through the right nostril, it can be more energizing, more invigorating in its quality. And in some instances, that may be what we need more of. When we breathe more through the right nostril, we stimulate the physical oxygen flow and the subtle pranic flow more into the left hemisphere of our brain. And that in turn links with the central nervous system and sends out that signal that then responds in more of that sympathetic response, one that is more upward, outward, and in different circumstances can be geared toward fight or flight or play dead. And so for our practice, I'll be guiding you through mostly the left nostril. We'll begin and we'll end with the left nostril so we can create a deeper state of balance, harmony, and relaxation. To practice pranayama, you'll of course need to begin by taking care that you're comfortable, that you're supported, you're sitting upright. In part two, I'll go more into depth about our posture. And then we'll facilitate the closing of the nostrils by first bringing our right hand up towards our face. And from there, place your index and your middle fingers right in between your eyebrows. And place your thumb right on the flare of your right nostril. And place your ring and your pinky finger right on the flare of your left nostril. Kind of feel around in through there and find the cartilage of the nostrils. And we'll just kind of test drive this initially here so you can become familiar with the concept. And so here, inhale and exhale through both nostrils. And at the very bottom of your exhale, now close your right nostril and inhale slowly through your left. Notice and follow the breath, the pathway as it travels in and up. And at the very top of your inhale, pause and now close your left nostril, open your right, and exhale completely and follow the breath as it moves down and slowly out through your right nostril. And inhale again through the right nostril. Awareness of the breath traveling through the right nostril all the way in and upward. The top of your inhale, close your right nostril, open your left, and exhale breath. Follow the breath as it tracks down and outward. And that's just one round in an effort to get you somewhat familiar with how we move our hands to of practice Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. And thank you for joining me for this first session. And in part two, I will be guiding you through a 5-minute Nadi Shodhana Pranayama. Namaste.